Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the warm temperatures, perfect weather for enjoying some time outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF chief has declared that Israel is ready to immediately resume fighting. The military is closely monitoring developments in Iran after a ballistic missile launch targeted the Aqaba area in Jordan, according to JNS. Also earlier today, a U.S. soldier was killed in Iraq. Human remains were discovered in Jordan following an Iranian attack, reported I-24 News. Also this hour, the IDF is examining scenarios that could draw Israel into conflict with Iran. The forces are currently observing the Hormuz War from the outside, but are staying alert, notes Israel Hayom. Separately, the U.S. has launched its 9th consecutive night of strikes. Senator Rubio claims that Iran aims to use the Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the world, as reported by the Times of Israel. And finally, in earlier reporting, an Israeli airstrike in Gaza claimed the life of a man who organized World Cup viewings, shared by Forward. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago about overnight U.S. strikes on Tabriz. This is the first time since the escalation began that this city, home to an Iranian missile base, has been targeted. Middle East 24 posted shortly ago that U.S. Marines have boarded the commercial tanker MT Wenyao in the Gulf of Oman. This is part of an effort to enforce a naval blockade against Iran, redirecting several vessels in the process. Amichai Stein noted earlier today that, in addition to explosions in Tabriz, there are reports of an explosion in Isfahan overnight. These could signify airstrikes in previously untargeted areas during the current operations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's readiness to resume combat operations. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir emphasized that the military is prepared to act following a recent ballistic missile launch by Iran. This development increases tensions in the region, and Israel remains on high alert, as per JNS. Turning to the U.S. military presence in the Middle East, a U.S. soldier's death in Iraq and the discovery of human remains in Jordan highlight the ongoing volatility. This follows Iranian attacks that have further strained regional stability, as noted by I-24 News. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on scenarios that could involve Israel in a conflict with Iran. The IDF is monitoring the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, but has yet to engage. The situation could change rapidly depending on Iran's actions. The Times of Israel outlines the ongoing U.S. strikes. Senator Rubio's comments on Iran's use of the Hormuz Strait as leverage underscore the strategic significance of this waterway. The ongoing military actions could have far-reaching implications for global oil markets. Finally, Forward shares a poignant story from Gaza. The man who brought World Cup joy to many has become a casualty in the ongoing conflict. His death highlights the civilian toll of military actions in the region. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that former Finance Committee Chairman Gafni has criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition. He calls the government's handling of the cost of living a failure. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the frenzy at Dizengoff Center. Social media star Abigail Weissman launched a new hair product line, drawing significant crowds. And finally, Ynet Business reports on Oak raising $60 million for an AI-native identity platform. This Israeli startup aims to streamline access management in the cybersecurity sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.